the Monroe City School Board voted 5-1 in favor of granting 3 charter school applications. The first school on the agenda, Neville High, has qualified for a Type 3 charter, the sort where a local group applies to charter an existing school. Ronnie Shelby is a volunteer with the Neville group. He says that the new charter status will not change much at the school.
Same student body, same tradition, same spirit, same everything.
Shelby's group intends to have the charter school up and running by August of this year. Roosevelt Wright also heads a group that was approved for a charter.
The Excellence Academy will be a 6th through 8th grade middle school academy. It will focus on trying to bring kids who are approaching basic up to level such that they can enter high school on time. We will have a program that will be geared toward them, and to motivate them to do it, we will be arts intensive, that will kind of like a performing arts school.
Wright says his Type 1 charter school opened in 2013 with about 200 students. Wright hopes to negotiate with the district to use one of its buildings for the school. The last school on the agenda was the Vision Learning Academy. Chief Executive Officer Latoya Jackson says that the school benefits children who've had difficulties in regular public schools.
Our education model is a little different because we will be doing block scheduling and we will be using a psychotherapy model, which will have the teacher and the therapist in the classroom at the same time, because the teacher can focus on the content and the therapist can focus on the behavior.
Jackson says the Vision Learning Academy will begin with 150 students in grades 9 through 12. She hopes to open the academy near Shiro School with a 2013 start date. But despite the board's approval of the charters, the school district's attorney, Doug Lawrence, says the applications will require legal fine-tuning.
I think the next steps are we roll our sleeves up as a school district and evaluate all the charter applications from top to bottom.
Lawrence says the district will also inform the State Board of Elementary and Secondary Education that it has approved the charters. For KEDM, I'm John Hughes.